Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Churches are to be sin killers, not sin accommodators. So Paul gives us, as a church, much needed truth and exhortation regarding a particular case in Corinth. You can read about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. It had come to Paul's attention that there was a man in the church of Corinth who had been sleeping with his father's wife. Now, a couple of areas to point out. The woman is barely mentioned in this text and is not condemned. So it seems that she's not a believer, not a part of the church. Second, this woman is not called a mother. So it also seems to fit that this would most likely be a stepmother who is in a sexual relationship with her stepson. Third, this was a type of immorality that even the pagans would normally and audibly say that crosses the line. So as not to be confusing, let me draw some very clear lines for us, lines that the outside world is growing increasingly hostile towards, but they are biblical lines that we must embrace and see for our good. If you are married, the sexual relationship can and should be a joyful part of the relationship. The sexual relationship is meant for the wife and her husband. That's it. That's the line. If you're not married, then the answer is no. If the person is not your wife or not your husband, then the answer is always no. The answer is that crosses the line. Now, later on in this book, Paul will explain why that line is there, so you got to keep coming back to hear it. But we need you to hear this, and you need to teach your kids this. Let me draw some other lines. If the person is not your wife or your husband, then you shouldn't talk, text, email, Facebook message, send a smoke signal to them as if they were your spouse, especially if the person you're talking to already has a wife or husband. No conversations that are leading flirtatious, contain innuendos, on and on and on. Your speech to the opposite sex should be as if they are your brother or your sister. So Paul is having to address some issues in the church at Corinth that I'm pretty sure he never thought he would have to. And the majority of his fury is aimed not at the individual, but at the church. So remember, Paul has just said that he's writing to admonish them towards holiness. And here in this text, he lays out some guidelines for the church to follow in order to realign with the Lord. So keep coming back as we watch those guidelines come off the pages of Scripture. Today, when you pray, please pray for Buddy Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Ecuador. And also remember the Portuguese Life Word broadcast that's heard in Portugal.